Jiang spent her whole life trying to be perfect. She was always working toward at least 10 life goals, including high grades, perfect test scores, better sports performance, and more memorization at Sunday school. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Have you ever struggled with expectations of perfection, either your own or those others had for you? Jiang didn't know if she struggled to please herself, her parents, or to earn God's favor, but regardless, she constantly felt that she just couldn't fail. One day in church, Jiang heard a woman share that the good news of Jesus wasn't about us trying to be perfect. Rather, it was knowing we aren't perfect and never can be. Instead of leading to fatalism or discouragement, this good news gave Jiang so much hope. She didn't need to pin all her hopes solely on her own performance. She could rely on Jesus to teach, guide, and help her, even after failures. Tears of relief streamed down her face as she heard that God loved her just as she was, regardless of her performance or perceived perfection. This good news is for all of us. Following Jesus doesn't mean we believe we're perfect or have any illusion we can be. The Bible says, "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure." This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Our weaknesses don't disqualify us. They just show off God's mercy and kindness. When we fall short, we reach out to and rely on God, believing with confidence in His forgiveness and unfailing help. Where have you put pressure on yourself to be perfect? Acknowledge your limits and weaknesses today, inviting Jesus to strengthen you. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.